From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
A year ago, company bosses were worried about trade and tariffs, but now it's geopolitical risk that bugs them the most, followed by macroeconomic volatility and then supply chains. That's according to the latest CEO survey, which suggests that the vast majority of CEOs are confident of continued growth. Helena O'Dwyer is the head of strategy with EY Parthenon Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Helena.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So remind us what you found in your survey. What's bugging the bosses?
Yeah, so I suppose the headline from what I'm seeing both in the data that we see in the EY CEO survey and in my day-to-day work with CEOs across Ireland is that confidence is genuinely strong, Joe. So over 9 in 10 Irish CEOs expect growth, and that's consistent with the conversations I'm having every week. Our leaders here in Ireland are ambitious and they're really focused on expanding. But at the same time, they're very conscious that they're operating in a much more complex and unpredictable global environment. You've mentioned the geopolitical piece. So it's really a story of confidence paired with realism now.
And is that just down to the fact that the Irish economy is doing that little bit better than most other economies?
What I'm hearing consistently from CEOs is that regardless of the economy here, the geopolitical concern is very strong. So 70% of the CEOs that we surveyed here in Ireland cite geopolitical risk as the biggest concern that they have. And that is regardless of any macroeconomic or economic volatility. So in practical terms, what it means they're having to do is really rethink their supply chains. They're reassessing where to invest
and
now.
Does that mean buy less from America and less from China and more from kind of more narrower supply chains in Europe?
No, I think it's actually looking at where maybe they have overexposure, where they have underexposure, and really looking at that really strategically across their supply chain. They really need to look at where they invest strategically going forward. You know, they really need to manage their costs.
When you say overexposure, I mean, we all know, we all use American tech all the time, whether it's in Teams or email or even using Visa and MasterCard. Is that the kind of over-dependence that you're kind of talking about?
No, I think supply chain can be many, many things. So it's not just technology. It's where you get your raw materials from, your products, etc. So it depends on the type of company.
Most companies aren't physically making things, are they? Most companies are services based.
Well, a lot of companies are making things in Ireland and a lot of companies are services based. And I suppose that's why we've such a strong economy and we're seen so positively around the world is because we are so good at doing all of those things. So when you think about the supply chain pressures, that really does include, you know, professional services as well as product-based services in Ireland.
You mentioned a lot of the macroeconomic things. One thing I noticed way down the list was worried about staffing. Normally, that's a huge concern, that getting and retaining staff is a big issue.
Yeah, that is a very big shift in this survey. But I think a lot of that comes down to the other concerns. So I'm going to touch on the word that seems to come up in every single conversation that is not geopolitics now, but it's really AI. That's the clearest shift I'm seeing with clients over the last 12
months. The
point
that I'm making is staffing is less of a worry. Is that what you're saying?
It is less of a worry. It's down in the low tens in terms of the concern that CEOs have. They are much more concerned in the boardroom and at the leadership table now about the decisions that they need to make day to day based on geopolitics and AI.
Okay, and AI is, of course, the big thing, and they are investing a fortune, but are they reaping anything yet from what they've sown?
The answer to that is a quick yes. many of the organisations I work with are already reporting measurable impact. And I think it's six in 10 Irish CEOs are already seeing those impacts. And whether that's efficiency, decision making or customer engagement, the important shift now is that AI is being evaluated. So it's like any other investment. If you make an investment, it has to deliver results. And that's the biggest shift now that we're seeing from should we explore AI last year to what is it delivering and how can I scale it? That is definitely the questions being asked now.
And they're not worried about an AI bubble, i.e. people investing too much and it all bursting?
No, I think investment went up 84% across all CEOs said they were going to increase investment. But I think it's very much showing the impact now in terms of operations. So, we're seeing that a lot at the moment.
Thank you, Helena. That's Helena O'Dwyer, the head of strategy with EY Parthenon.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.